from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. You can check out our great sponsors like Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Also, Strother Archery and Timber Freak Game Calls, all at wildmichiganradio.com. And welcome to Timber Freak Game Calls. Our good buddy Mike Perkins joining us on the team, if you will. And we are getting ready. It is almost show season. Right after the first of the year, we are going to hit the road. We're going to head down to Indianapolis, Indiana, go down to the Archery Trade Association show. And again, last year, the show being in Nashville, and the horrible weather that we experienced here in Michigan and across the Midwest and some of the South really made for difficult travel. A lot of people didn't get there on time for the show, but we made it through. We were the last flight out of Detroit into Nashville, and we made it for the show. And it was very interesting to see Tennessee shut down just because of cold. But this year, they moved it up to Indianapolis, and we'll be making that drive down there. Also going to be making the drive down to Detroit for the Ultimate Fishing Show, and that's going to be going on January 8th through the 11th. Ben Nielsen with Showspan joining us right now. Ben, another year, and it just, man, the years get shorter and shorter because every time when we come to show season, it's like, dude, weren't we just here?
I know. I was just thinking, you know, as you were doing that intro, I'm like, didn't we just do this? I mean, it flies by every year, but it's coming up quick.
It is, and you know, I was looking at your seminar lineup. You've got our buddy Mark Zona for a Thursday only appearance. He's going to be just one of the many people that you have on your seminar stage.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mark will be back with us this year, which you know, he's become a great friend of the show, and we love having Mark there. We will have Kevin Van Dam back this year. He wasn't there last year,
right.
Had some other commitments, but he will be joining us again this year. He'll be there on Friday this year.
And that'll be big, too, because everybody, I mean, look, we know Kevin's from Kalamazoo. He has really made his name in the bass circuit. And it's going to be very nice to pick the brain, if you will, of probably one of the smartest guys in bass angling today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I know that, you know, many consider him to be, you know, the best fisherman on the planet. And I think, you know, the fact that, you know, he is from Michigan and, you know, he is kind of the local guy, you know, we sometimes forget what a treat it is to have him there, you know, because he is so knowledgeable about all that stuff. And, you know, a lot of people also don't know he kind of got his start in seminar speaking, so to speak, at our Ultimate shows.
You know, it's funny because up north here, we really kind of take him for granted, but the guys that have been dominating the bass circuit, you know, the for so long have all been Southern. I mean, the first guys to win the Bassmaster Classic are all Southern guys. And then all of a sudden, here comes this guy from up north. Bill Dance said it himself. He's like, it was kind of different.
It was very different, and I don't know that it was exactly looked upon very well by those guys down there at first. You know, that's changed, you know, and certainly he's, even by the guys down there now, considered to be the best.
He is, and he's very well liked, and you know, I had the opportunity to meet him at at the Bassmaster Classic last year. And it was actually kind of funny because he actually was kind of relaxed for the first time ever that I've seen him.
Yeah. You know, last year was a different year for him too. You know, this year obviously is going to be very different for him. I know the fact that he's not actually going to be in the Classic this year is something that doesn't happen for him very often or ever. And you know, so last year was a little different year for him. But you know, once again, I suspect that as far as tournaments go this year, you're going to have to look out for Kevin Van Dam.
Now, one of the other people you have hitting the seminar stage is TJ Ott from the old Wicked Tuner Show.
Yeah, you know, we're taking a little different twist on that, you know. You know, Henry and I kind of got to thinking a little bit, and, you know, obviously that show Wicked Tuna has become very, very popular with fishermen and with people that really, honestly, have never fished before in their life. It's become quite a hit show, and we had an opportunity to bring him in. We're putting a little different twist on it in the fact that we're actually going to have TJ do some tuna fishing seminars. we know that there's this whole other type of fishing called saltwater fishing, which people in Michigan really, most of them don't know a whole lot about.
Sure.
But everybody's intrigued by it and kind of wants to know. And, you know, TJ's going to get up there and do some seminars, and they're not going to be seminars that are, you know, the super in-depth things about tuna fishing. I mean, it's going to be, you know, what line do you use? What rod do you use? How do you, where do you find these tuna? You know,
sure.
I mean, and why in the world are they worth so much money? You know, I mean, if you've watched the show, some of these tuna are worth, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, you know, and so he's just going to kind of explain some of that stuff to us.
It is. Ben Nielsen joins us. He's the show manager with Showspan. They are the ones putting on the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. I've saltwater fished a few times, and it is a whole another world. If you've never done it, you don't know what you can touch and what you can't touch when something comes up on your line.
You're right about that, and I don't know either. I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you. I'm not sure whether I can touch that or not, you know, but... To those guys, you know, it's just like us when we go and fish our local lake. They know everything.
Now, this is all going to get underway here very soon in January, the 8th, I do believe. You also have Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger showing up again this year.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, that is a cause that, you know, we, you know, strongly believe in and support, you know, as much as we possibly can. The way it works is if you bring in a sack of food, you know, non-perishables, you know, canned soups or, you know, any of that type of stuff, we're not talking about a gigantic sack here. We're talking about, you know, 5 or 6 cans worth of stuff, and present that at the front entry. There'll be somebody there from Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger. You give them, you know, your sack of food, they give you a ticket to the show. So you get into the show for free, and that's on the first day, Thursday, January 8th.
Okay, and that again, that really, those guys at Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger, we really help them as much as we can here. We have them on the show, and it's so nice to see so many people bringing in food, especially on that first day, because despite the weather, no matter what, this is the first show of the year.
It is. It kicks everything off.
3 feet of snow, and nobody cares, because you know what? They want to see what's coming up new, and they want to get some great deals, because you'll have, you know, like truckloads of shanties. You'll have all kinds of tackle. You'll have some of the manufacturers actually there on site as well.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a bunch of the manufacturers there, and you know, you talk about the ice fishing angle of it, and you know, we started that a few years back here, and we didn't know what we were doing on that, and I guess it has exploded. You know, and obviously the timing of it being in January, where, you know, typically in a Michigan winter, that's kind of the start of our ice season. You know, we don't know what we're going to have again this year.
Sure.
Last year, certainly, we'd already had ice for a while, but, you know, Frank's Great Outdoors is a major part of that, and multiple different manufacturers and other retailers are also bringing in a lot of ice fishing stuff this year again. And there's some fantastic deals down there. I mean, I had a guy call me just yesterday. You know, he lives clear over on the west side of the state and couldn't wait for the Ultimate Fishing Show to come up because he literally was going to drive over there to buy his shanty, you know. And that just lets you know that they've got some really great deals down there.
They do. They do. Ben Nielsen is joining us here talking about the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. It's going to be at the Suburban Collection Showplace January 8th through the 11th. And Ben, we've got tickets that we're going to give away here on the show you guys have sent us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll do some ticket giveaways. You know, we want people to come and enjoy the show.
Absolutely. One way you can get in on the tickets is just shoot me an email in the subject line, put the word tickets. Let's put tickets-Detroit. How's that? Because we're going to have a bunch of tickets. Put tickets Detroit, and we will draw some winners on that. And again, our email address is outdoormailbag@gmail.com. We'll have a link on our Facebook page as well as our regular page at wildmichiganradio.com. Ben Nielsen is joining us. Ben, we're going to come back in another segment here in a couple seconds. Want to talk a little bit about the Outdoorama coming. Also, the Ultimate Sports Show coming to Grand Rapids, which I'm hoping we're going to be in full attendance for that one. So stick around, Ben, if you will. We're going to talk about those coming up in here in a couple seconds. Lots more coming your way. It's Wild Michigan, wildmichiganradio.com. Make sure, tickets Detroit in the subject line, and we could be handing you some tickets to the Ultimate Fishing Show coming up January 8th through the 11th in Detroit with Wild Michigan.
Hi, this is Larry Weissen, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. WildMichiganRadio.com is where you can find us. Lots of links to our great sponsors like Lucky Buck, also Timber Freak Game Calls. And as we are getting ready for show season here in just a few weeks, just a few short weeks away, you'll be able to head on down to Detroit for the Ultimate Fishing Show, taking place January 8th through the 11th. And then coming up in February, the end of February, we have Outdoor Rama. Now, this is a long-standing tradition for hunters in Michigan. It used to be the week-long. You've narrowed it down to the 26th of February through March 1st. But still, this is a big deal. This is like our first hunting show of the year.
A show that's definitely geared toward the hunters. Certainly, we don't exclude anybody that loves the outdoors, sure. Thus the term Outdoorama, but it really is more of a hunting show. And once again, coming back again this year, all of the same great features and more, and the show is looking outstanding this year.
No, I'm looking at it because this is a place that, you know, if you did get a deer this year, you can have it scored because Commemorative Bucks of Michigan, some good friends of mine, will be there scoring your trophy from the year. And this also, depending on the weather, this is kind of where we get to talk to Teresa Maybrier and her husband, John, about morel mushroom hunting. That's a seminar that I probably need to attend since I'm the most miserable morel hunter ever.
Well, you know, I agree with you that it is definitely time to, you know, to start thinking about spring and morel hunting. You know, it's kind of become a staple at that show. Teresa is by far the world's authority when it comes to morel hunting. When she starts talking about the ins and outs of it, and I get real confused real quick. But I actually, Duran, am probably the best guy to go morel hunting with because I don't like them. And you know, I can spot the things pretty good, and you know I'm not going to take any of them when the day's done. So you know, if we ever would need to do that, I'm the guy to go with you.
That's funny. Ben Nielsen is our guest here from Showspan. Of course, they are the ones putting on the Outdoor Rama show, as well as the others at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, the 26th through March 1st. Jimmy and Jenny doing Big Buck Night again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Big Buck Night obviously has been around forever, a Michigan tradition. Once again, going to be doing it at Outdoor Rama this year on Thursday, first night of the show, taping it for Michigan Out of Doors. So, you know, certainly if you were lucky enough to harvest a giant whitetail here in Michigan, or even a nice one and have a great story, you'll want to get a hold of the Commemorative Bucks of Michigan on that, and they can give you the details.
Yeah, those guys, Buckfacts, BUCKFAX.com is a direct link to their website. Really, really good guys, and they do some scoring around here. They've scored my elk, which I got here last year, and that was cool. And, you know, again, more great seminars on there. And for people that have never been musky fishing, my good friend Captain Mike Patiglio will be doing the seminar stage along with another good angler and regular on the show here, David A. Rose.
Yeah, Dave Rose is going to be there, and you know, Dave's going to do some panfish stuff, and he's actually going to do something a little bit different this year. I don't know, you know, probably not very many people know this, but Dave took a fantastic trip to Alaska here a few years ago, and he's actually going to be doing a presentation on that trip, which I've been privileged to see some of, and is definitely something that people aren't going to want to miss.
No, that's kind of a bucket list place just to even visit for me personally. And I know it is for a lot of people as well. David had that opportunity. And, you know, I still hate him for it. But nonetheless, it'll be nice to catch up with him on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, Dave is one of the guys that went to Alaska and did it right. You know, he spent a bunch of time there and kind of saw everything. So definitely something you want to check out.
Also, our good friend from Walleye 101, Captain Lance Valentine, will be there as well. And you got Jason Herbert doing turkey seminars.
Yeah, Jason's going to be there doing a bunch of stuff for us. You know, the Abbesses will be back again this year. You know, going to be just a star-studded lineup once again for Outdoorama. So, you know, we're really looking forward to that. Bringing in another act, too, as far as a feature goes, something that we haven't done before, actually, bringing in the Marvelous Mutts, which is going to be, you know, something a little bit different. Now, this is an act that deals with dog agility. Mm-hmm. So, you know, running in and out of cones and through hoops, and then also the frisbee side of it. I've been fortunate enough to kind of see this act already, but it's definitely something people are going to want to check out.
Nice. Marvelous Mutts making it to Outdoor Rama, February 26th through March 1st. Now, let's move ahead into March, where we move to Grand Rapids. We go to the west side of the state, and this is where we watch the ultimate sports show I want to get this. I want to get this right because this has been around the longest. This is Michigan's longest running outdoor show. It's right there on the Grand River, DeVos Place, and you get to, you know, talk about fishing with people, but you could watch some of the guys maybe steelheading as well.
You know, it depends on, you know, how well the run is going at that time. But, you know, there have been years when I wanted to not necessarily be inside that building because they're landing steelhead left and right outside of it. And you absolutely can watch that. The sports show is kind of the show that really has started it all. I mean, it's been around forever. It's kind of the granddaddy and the Mac daddy of them all. It's, believe it or not, in its 70th year this year. So we're celebrating its 70th anniversary.
And that's been a long-standing tradition. I've attended that and have had a booth there, you know, several times over the years. And it's really nice because it's a little bit smaller, but still so full of lots of great information, a lot of great vendors there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the sports show is, you know, obviously with the timing of the show, with it being, you know, March 19th through the 22nd, you know, everybody's got fishing on their mind. You know, I mean, we're hopefully starting to get some ice break up by that time. And, you know, everybody's thinking about spring and everything else. And, you know, so the fishing vendor support there is outstanding. And yet we still have a pretty strong hunting contingent there as well. So it's hunting and fishing with a focus, you know, primarily on the fishing side.
Ben Nielsen joins us from Showspan. Showspan.com is where you can find all of the information for these events coming up. Big Buck Night West and the state's best taxidermy. And this is where you really see some very, very cool taxidermy displays.
You know, this is, you know, our state championship competition for taxidermy. I mean, everything kind of accumulates there. And the displays that are up there are, well, truly, they are world class. We have people in there that have actually won the world championship of taxidermy. And so some of the stuff that's up there is outstanding. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, that's one of my most vivid memories was going to the taxidermy display at the sports show, and I loved it. And it's, you know, been around since then and, you know, continues to grow every year.
Ben Nielsen, appreciate you joining us. Showspan.com. Again, you can watch us on Facebook because we'll be giving tickets away to all of these shows there. And for the Detroit show, the first one, the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, coming up January 8th through the 11th. You can also shoot us an email for tickets. You just put tickets-Detroit in the subject line with your name and address. We'll draw a winner for that. But looking forward to seeing you in Detroit come January.
Hey, coming up quick.
It is coming up quick. And if I don't see you, man, have a great Christmas.
You too, Duran.
All right, thanks. Ben Nielsen joining us here on Wild Michigan, wildmichiganradio.com, brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Time is still, you know, at hand, man. We've got till January 1st to get out and do some deer hunting, and you can put your Lucky Buck out. It's nice. It's handy because it comes in 2-gallon pails. Of course, that is a state maximum for baiting and putting things out for an attractant, and make sure you put it in the 100 square foot area. Those are the state rules, and all of those rules for wherever you're at, wherever you listen to Wild Michigan, are on the Lucky Buck website as well, lucky-buck.com, and you can get a link to our website through our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Got lots more conversation coming your way in a little bit. Keep it here. This is Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time in a state 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the Great Lakes State. And our website, wildmichiganradio.com. As I mentioned before, we're talking to Ben Nielsen of Showspan. And we've got some tickets to give away for the first show coming up to Detroit, January 8th through the 11th. If you'd like to get in on the winning, you can do so. Just shoot me an email in the subject line, put tickets Detroit. And we'll draw a winner for some tickets to the Ultimate Fishing Show coming to the Suburban Collection Showplace January 8th through the 11th in Novi. We'll have tickets for Outdoorama and the Ultimate Sports Show as well. Some of you may or may not have noticed, on our Facebook page, I posted a picture of a revolver that I so happily purchased the other day, a nice Heritage Arms 22 revolver, kind of the old Colt-looking style, and you couldn't have beat the deal. It's one of those Black Friday deals that I found locally at Infinity Outdoors in St. John's. Jody Peters joins me right now here on Wild Michigan. Jody's a friend and a friend of a friend, if you will, also. Jody, appreciate you joining us, man. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And this is something I think I'm gonna try and start doing, is focusing on a small business, on just grab one particular that we happen to randomly shop, and maybe show them a little love. Because, look, having owned my own store of a different kind at one time, I know how difficult it is to be a single person operation or have just like one or two friends that help out. But you're in St. John's, and what is it you guys mainly carry there?
We're a full line dealer for PSC Archery, Elite Archery, Struthers, and Bear Archery. It's a full line pro shop. We do all repairs on any kind of bow, crossbow. I'm a certified bow tech. I'm also a certified gunsmith. I also have a certified gunsmith that does all the gunsmithing for me, because I do all the bow work now. And we sell guns, bows. We do it all here, clothing, a little bit of everything.
Now, we've talked before, and we'll get into some of the conversations here in a little bit, but at what point in time, what were you doing prior to saying, you know what, this is what I want to do? Because maybe there's somebody out there that wants to do the same thing, and owning your own business, I know it's not easy, especially when you do something that big box stores are doing.
Yeah, the big box stores, it's hard to compete with those, but what we do is we offer... You know, you buy it from us, it may cost a little bit more, but we set it up in a professional way, and is it done right, and you don't have to worry about going back having a problem later on. And that's the main key you got to focus on. Sometimes you spend a little bit more money to get what you want up front, and you get the service with it, and that's what we can do that the big box stores, they can't do.
Jody Peters is joining us here from Infinity Outdoors in St. John's. Jody, if you don't mind me asking, what were you doing prior to the shop?
I've kind of been doing this for 1990. I opened my first shop,
mm-hmm.
and I ran out of my house for 12 years. I went into fire protection sprinklers, did that for a while, and I was injured at work, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so, my wife wanted me to do something, less lifting and something I loved. So this is kind of our passion, and I've got 35 years experience now in the archery industry, and I've been on several pro staffs, and mm-hmm. my wife's been on a couple pro staffs also back in the 90s, so yeah.
So basically, this is a labor of love turned into an actual job.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Our buddy Jody Peters is joining us here. Now, we picked up a handgun from you over the weekend, and I tell you what, I'll be honest with you, I haven't shot it yet, but I'm so excited. We've had a lot of people say, wow, that was only $100, and it retails for like $229. And this is something that you kind of seem to have done as a service to your customers, that you threw those out there on the Facebook.
Yeah, we wanted to offer everybody a little something for us on Black Friday. Something we could compete with the box stores on, and that was an item that we picked, and we had limited quantities, actually.
Sure.
And they went quick, because you got the last one.
I did. Okay, thanks. Thanks for putting me under the bus on that one.
Yeah.
But sometimes, even when you don't make any money on it or something like that, it's nice that the smaller stores have that kind of customer service, have that kind of attention to detail, knowing what the customer wants.
Yeah, it makes it easy for the customer to decide when it's you put something out there at that price. You get a handgun that for $99, and it's going to last forever. So makes it real nice.
Now here we are. We're coming into the late bow season. Are you still getting people set up, have you seen much yourself? Heck, let's ask that question. Because when I was there talking to you, you have this nice little wireless deal that your pictures come to your phone, and this is the first activity you've seen in a while.
Yeah, it's a covert 3G cell phone trail camera, and I set it up back in August, back when Tom Nelson and everybody came for our grand opening, and I was just getting some pictures of some monster bucks, and they just kind of up and disappeared about middle of September, and I really was getting just a photo here, a photo there. I kind of quit, but now, in the last few days, I got like 38 photos on that trail cam. They were there again this morning, you know, just does and button bucks, but, you know, that's how you get the big bucks to come back in. You just got to sit there and wait for the big guy to show up.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's kind of what's happening right now is, you know, we've talked to Doug Roberts of our Conquest Sense here a couple of weeks ago on the show, and he said because everything was so far behind, the movement was at an absolute standstill. Bucks were bedding down with does and they're just not making any movement. But now, as we have progressed into December, we may see more activity because everything was pushed back a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have a good December. I think it's gonna be better than November, actually.
I think so too, and it'll be nice for the late bow season and the folks that hunt muzzleloaders. Now, let's get back to the store, back to Infinity Outdoors in St. John's. Jody Peters is with us here. He's the owner of Infinity Outdoors. What kind of things are you seeing being bought for the Christmas season? Because even though it doesn't look like Christmas, it looked more like it in November. What are you seeing right now for gifts going out?
You know, we're selling lots of, we're still selling some bows. We're moving bows still, setting bows up for Christmas. Yeah, we got like these little hand warmer deals in here, and they're great stocking stuffer, fire cells, and they're made by Celestron. And Thermotook hand warmers, selling a lot of those. And, you know, little stocking stuffers, just, you can throw a buck bomb in their stockings, little items like that.
Stuff is that we...
Ozonics are selling pretty good right now.
Now, explain to me what the Ozonics are.
The Ozonics is a scent elimination device. You can use it for several different things. It's it kills the ozone of the human scent around you, and it actually puts like a H3 scent out,
mm-hmm.
and it blankets anything that's within 20 feet and downwind of it. So it's an awesome device. It deer ain't gonna smell you. They're gonna smell that. They don't know what that smell is. It's not familiar to them. So
good deal.
That's how it works. Also, you use it to deodorize your house and kill all the bacteria in your house, and that works good for that too. So you can get multiple uses out of it.
See, that way, you know, when fellas, you want to buy a new piece of hunting equipment, you can use it year round, and that's your excuse. Just a few seconds left in the segment, Jody. If you would please give us your address, let us know how we can find you on the internet as well.
Yeah, we are 1002 East State Street, St. John's, Michigan, 48879. Is the address. It's basically M21, just outside of town and on the outskirts of town. And, you know, you can find us on our Facebook page,
right?
Our Infinity Outdoors Facebook page. And we're still in the process of setting up our website. So,
all right. Well, you can reach them also, 989-224-7163. Jody Peters, Infinity Outdoors LLC on the Facebook. And we'll be posting on our Facebook at wildmichiganradio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State on the Michigan Talk Network. You can find us on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. That's where you can pick up the podcasts, all of our shows, and find out what's going on. And some of the past shows on there, absolutely free. Speaking right now, State Senator Phil Pavlov from St. Clair County, the chief sponsor of the first of two bills slated for a hearing. Did the hearing take place, Senator, about the banning of drones from Michigan hunting?
Yes, and the hearing took place in the Senate several months ago, passed, and went on to the full Senate. The Senate acted and pass it on to the State House, where there was a committee meeting held on Tuesday. So looks like we're getting traction on this issue, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and this is not going to be a one-sided issue. This is not going to be one-sided to where only hunters cannot use drones. This is going to protect hunters from harassment as well.
Right. My partner in this, Senator Tom Casperson from the UP, who I'm sure has been on this show many times, strong outdoor advocate. And together, him and I have been working on this package, not only to make sure that these aerial devices, which, by the way, are becoming very, very inexpensive, are not used for nefarious reasons as it relates to sportsmen. Now, the one thing we want to make sure is we protect the integrity and the tradition and the challenge of hunting. So our bill says no unmanned aerial aircraft to be able to use and aid in hunting. And Senator Casperson's partner bill on this says it also cannot be used for hunter harassment. And we're seeing hunter harassment take place in many forms across the country.
No, absolutely. And there was a case, and I cannot remember the state in particular, but where someone had gone, taken a chainsaw and taken a huge wedge out of the base of a tree where somebody had a tree stand. Now, had that person not seen the obvious sawdust or the big chunk out of the tree, it could have been fatal.
Well, yeah, and some of these activists that are out there know not what they're doing. They believe that they're on a mission to protect wildlife, and they're actually putting humans in danger. I mean, it was only back in the 90s as I was bear hunting up in the UP that, you know, the move to ban bear hunting was underway. And we had people running through state game land areas, dumping garbage bags full of human hair on trails. I mean, this isn't what the image of hunting in Michigan needs to be, and we certainly don't want it expanded to where drones are flying through power lines and disrupting the deer, or, you know, along the lakes or rivers where they're interrupting the ducks and the geese flying in.
No, I agree completely, and one of the concerns I have, look, should we encounter one of these drones, I'm not saying that I wouldn't probably take my anger out for it violating my airspace at that point in time, but
exactly.
and then you come into the play of destruction of personal property, and then you have all kinds of other implications for infringement on my personal property or in my personal space, trespassing. There's a lot of things that could go very wrong with this, and I think if we implement something for both sides, it will kind of, as Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud.
Well, yeah, and that's why we're getting on this proactively. I mean, we can see the potential coming down the road, and we hope common sense prevails as it relates to this, but you know, you talk to people across the state, and you know kind of what the mood is out there with some of these anti-hunting groups, and, you know, there just doesn't seem to be any length at which they're not willing to go, you know, to go after the actual heritage and what's important to people in Michigan.
No, I agree. Senator Phil Pavlov-Jones is here on Wild Michigan, already banning the use, prohibiting the use of drones in hunting. Alaska, Colorado, Montana, and Canada's Saskatchewan province all passed bans earlier this year. And hopefully the Natural Resources Commission will see fit to do the same and to have this all go through the legal channels of a bill becoming a law.
Right, and, you know, we band together, and we take it very seriously in Michigan. And you know, you look at the work that Senator Casperson's done and others. We have to be on the front edge of this fight, and we cannot lead from behind when it comes time to protect Michigan's heritage. So we've got a lot of great partners in the Senate as well as in the House. And, you know, and if your listeners are interested in these issues and topics, contact your state legislators. Visit them at their office hours because they really need to hear from you. You know, oftentimes we just think, well, you know, it looks like they have it under control. Well, we need to engage. And, you know, by getting access to your listeners today, that's a big help for us.
Senator Phil Pavlov joins us here on the show. We're talking about the the bill that would prohibit the use of drones in both hunting and anti-hunting activities. Senator, let's put into play devil's advocate here. As anglers, I know firsthand because I have these at my disposal. I have my sonar with GPS, and I also have underwater cameras. But there's still a level of skill involved with fishing, and I'm afraid that somebody's going to maybe bring this to the forefront.
Right. Now, you can't launch a laser beam out of that fish finder and zap these things, nor can you put, you know, bullets in that. There is a level of skill that's still required. You know, look, you can use binoculars in the woods. You know, the enhancing sure. your vision is one thing. Using an electronic device as an advantage to actually make the kill is a completely other thing. You know, I've hunted in Alaska, and this goes back almost 20 years. Well, you can't even grab your gun the same day that you're airborne flying into camp. I mean, that's how serious they take their game policies out there. Mm-hmm. We should be the same here. They're protecting their natural resources and their wild resources. And when we think about it in Michigan, the deer and the fish and the bear and the elk and the coyote and the wolf, they all belong to the people of the state of Michigan. We just need to make sure we're good stewards of those wild resources.
No, I agree. And you know, we take this very seriously as hunters and anglers. We are not just going out there and reaping the resource. We put time and effort to ensure that there is habitat, that there is food sources, that they grow and become healthier and stronger throughout the whole course of the year, not just going out, as many do November 15th to the 30th, looking for a whitetail.
And I think the important thing, and you're so right about that, Grant, I think the important thing is look at all the groups, whether you're a group that's volunteering to maintain a snowmobile trail system or you're out trimming, you're not only preserving, because the state's resources are not unlimited in these areas. Mm-hmm. So we have budget to constrain to. What we see is different groups doing just the things that you're talking about, improving habitat. Look at Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, all of those groups that at the heart of their mission is to preserve the natural resource that we have and make sure that this generation can pass it on to the next. And that's where you see a lot of the engagement from hunters. I mean, it just becomes, you take ownership in this issue, and it doesn't have to be necessarily a tax dollar funded effort to preserve what's important.
Absolutely. Senator Phil Pavlov, I appreciate you joining us here. Appreciate you giving us some information on these bills that are currently out there being looked at. And our best of luck to you and Senator Casperson on these as well.
Very well. Thanks for the opportunity to chat.
Absolutely. Anytime. Senator Phil Pavlov joining us here on Wild Michigan. Lots of things going on. And on a personal note, I think the drones are cool. But again, on a personal note, I personally, as I mentioned, don't see them. In the realms of hunting. I think hunting is something that is a skill. It's you against them, and we have the upper hand. We get it. But boy, when it comes to knowing their living room, as I like to call it, deer, turkey, elk, they all know the furniture arrangement better than we ever will. So I appreciate Senator Phil Pavlov and Senator Casperson getting on board with these bills about drone not being used in hunting and not being used in those who choose to, ignore our hunting rights. So looking at those very carefully as we go through the year here and applauding our state representatives for getting involved with the outdoors here in Michigan. So much more coming your way. You want to visit us? We'd love to have you. WildMichiganRadio.com. Follow us on the Facebook. Visit our sponsors, and they are truly our sponsors and our friends. Lucky Buck out of Osseo, Michigan. Also, Timber Freak Game Calls, Mason, Michigan. And, of course, Strother Archery out of Imlay City, Michigan. All products we use here and love on Wild Michigan.